From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that Florida's way of imposing the death penalty by giving judges the final say in sentencing is unconstitutional. With us in the studio is reporter Wilson Sayre. She's covered a number of high-profile death penalty cases and the debate surrounding them for WLRN Miami Herald News. Wilson, how did this get to the U.S. Supreme Court in the first place?
Yeah, so this is a case called Hearst versus the state of Florida. Timothy Lee Hearst was convicted of murdering a colleague. And the question is how he got sentenced. So in the state of Florida, just being convicted of murdering somebody, the maximum sentence you can get is life in prison without parole. And then there's another process that happens after you're convicted that can kick that sentence up into death penalty or maintain it at life without parole. That process is aggravating evidence is presented to a jury, and a jury says whether or not that person should get the death penalty. Now, in Florida, that does not have to be all of the jurors. It just has to be a simple majority. And then they just recommend to the judge. But independent of that jury, a judge does its own fact-finding to figure out whether or not a person should get the death penalty. So the jury is simply acting in a sort of recommendation fashion. The judge is not bound to take that jury's recommendation. And so the question was, is this constitutional?
So the decision this morning was 8-1. Why did the Supreme Court justices decide that Florida judges have too much power?
Yeah, so in a decision written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she was very concise, and she said, based on the Sixth Amendment, which guarantees everybody a right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, that term jury is very, very important and cannot be overlooked. That if you are going to be in a case where your sentence is kicked up, like it is in Florida with the death penalty, that has to be determined by a jury. A judge cannot make that decision. And there was no question about it. I mean, there was no room for interpretation. They, in fact, overturned two previous decisions that the Supreme Court had made that would have left some room for questioning in the future. And they overturned those cases.
Now, there are nearly 400 people on Florida's death row right now. What happens to those cases, Wilson?
So that is a huge question. 390 people. All sentenced under this old method. Some people are saying all of those people should have their sentences re-examined because, you know, this old system is unconstitutional. There, in fact, there's one person who is slated to be executed February 11th. And so the question is, will the Florida Supreme Court put a moratorium on carrying out executions as it has in the past when there were questions on a federal level about Florida's method? Will they do that? Who knows? Right now, the Florida legislature has to figure out what its new process will be. And so definitely an examination of how to go further is required. Whether or not this decision applies retroactively is yet to be decided.
Now, this decision came down on the same day that Florida began its regular legislative session. What response have we seen so far from Florida lawmakers?
House Criminal Justice Chairman Carlos Trujillo, who's a representative of in Miami, he said they essentially either have to abolish the death penalty or reform it. There's no two ways about it. Before the session started, there had been some talk about introducing legislation that would reform it before the Supreme Court came out with this decision. Obviously, people have noticed the timing of this decision, like you said, happening on the first day, forcing the state to deal with this.
That was WLRN Miami Herald reporter Wilson Sayre. She's covered several high-profile death penalty cases. Wilson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte, and now it's back to Andy Wagner.